Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What a way to start the show, Kabali and Mac after dark. And we start with Kaboom yawning because he's been up all day and he's very tired because he stayed up to watch Wah. And then he had to talk to Omar. And then he had to go to the Lucas Oil and talk to more people and do shows. And he's very, very popular, is what you get. This is the price of fame, Kabali.
Price of fame.
Mm-hmm.
When's it going to start paying off?
Someday it's going to happen. It's all going to pay off, and you're going to be...
We both rocking the same shirt?
No, I don't think. I have the old hoodie on.
I just saw the Nike thing going on there. I'm thinking, what are we doing here?
Matching swooshes.
We haven't been together that long.
No, not yet. It's actually been days now since we've talked to each other, and I can sense you've missed me. You've just been sitting here staring at an empty room for about 10 minutes waiting for me to get this started. And yep, here we are, Kabali and Mac after dark with Kabali live from Indy for the Combine, brought to you by the Dan Heck Team. Go to heckteamhomes.com. You got a home you need to buy. You got a home you need to sell. Maybe both, because that's usually the way it works. Go to heckteamhomes.com, H-A-E-C-K. teamhomes.com. Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, everyone there going to do a great job of taking care of you, and we thank them for taking care of us as well. So what did we learn today, Kaboom? What did we learn out in Indy from Omar? I read your story, and it was very much, hey, what the hell do you want the guy to say? What'd you want him to do? Tell you everything he's got planned for the offseason?
No, it's more than that. It was more than that, right?
Well, Cliff's Notes version, right?
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, you go out here and, I mean, there's a priority. There's a plan in place here. And if all you could come out of this was seeing him, you know, acknowledging and realizing and going straight forward that we have to fix this quarterback situation immediately, good enough for me right now, because everything seems to be would have to have to follow the dominoes behind that, to sit after a February, what even day it is, 25th,
right?
15-minute first and another 15-minute talk, and just label it blank, you know, put the blanket over it saying, well, they're not trying to get better. They stink. They should. No. I mean, you cannot glean that from 15 minutes of a talk before free agency and before the draft.
They got plans.
Let's criticize them after these plans come through, and you're like, wait a second, this is not working.
Well, after they come through or don't come through, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
That's the other side of the coin here. But I get what you're saying. Like, he's not going to walk out there and say, oh, we'd love to have Justin back as our starter tomorrow, because to your point, if Fields goes somewhere else, then they got to crawl back to Wilson. He can't walk out there. Yeah, I get it. He's got to maintain leverage in all the situations. I get it.
Yes, and that's a good business owner right there. He's doing his job right now. Regardless of what it's going to be, it's not going to be pretty, right? I mean, it's not like there's any, you know, I can't even think of a, Jaden Daniels out there just ready for
the
draft. There's no, you know, this year's version of Baker Mayfield for you to just snag up. You have to deal with it this year and hopefully find yourself in position to either strike it rich, get lucky, or do something about it drastically next year. I think that's the plan.
Yeah, it's good. Well, you really think that's honestly the plan? Is, I mean, it, that can't, I guess that can't not be the plan. Like, stopgap has to be the plan. To an extent, but do you think, like, if their first choice is to bring Justin Fields back, and that's just a theoretical, I'm not saying it is,
I'm pretty sure that is the case.
Okay. So if that's their first choice, And we're pushing it a little bit more past theoretical and more into the realm of most likely is to bring Justin Fields back. Like, Fields isn't coming back on a one-year deal. Fields is going to have to be signed for multiple years and probably at a decent price, or at least a good bit more than he was making last year. What did he make last year? Like $6 million, something like that.
You have the argument right there, man. What you're saying right now is this could fall through real quickly.
Well, okay.
Go that route, right?
Well, I guess, yeah. If they're going to try and go stopgap again, Fields isn't going to have it. Fields wants to be told that, A, I'm the guy this year, and I don't blame him for that. And, B, he's going to want a deal of more than 1 year because he's going to get that somewhere else. He can get that from either team in New York probably this offseason. New Orleans doesn't have any cap space, but maybe New Orleans, maybe the Raiders. Who knows? I mean, there are more than a handful of teams out there looking for quarterbacks, and they'll be willing to give Justin Fields a multi-year deal at a rate that he prefers rather than getting another one-year stopgap deal. But if that's really what they're thinking, and I think just look, I wasn't there. You were. I just read the quotes that you typed up. That it sounds like, yeah, it might really be just another one-year stopgap deal, which is, I don't know, what is that? Is that Russ? Is that Rodgers?
It's not going to be Fields if it's 1 year. I mean, you have to assume that some other team's going to have to offer him a multi-year deal. But did Justin Fields prove to you in six games that he's worth 3 years? Forget the money. Is he worth 3 years of your?
No, I don't think he. No, he hasn't proven to me yet that he's worth like 3 years and $13 million a year or something. I'm just picking a number out of thin air that might end up approaching what he gets. But I think what he did prove to me in those six games is that this team can survive at least another year, like a full year with Fields as the starting quarterback. And what's the worst that happens, right? Like, if Fields goes out there and goes 5-12 and is just an abject disaster again, like he was in Chicago at times, okay, then you're drafting top 10 and you move on from Fields.
Are you? I mean, they won, what, 10 games this year and they're 21st, and there was a pretty significant amount of teams between 1 and 10 or 12 that had 4 or 5 wins.
I mean, 5-12 this year gets you a top 10 pick. I'm not saying they would. I think they would go 5-12 with Justin Fields. I'm just saying, like, if it craters and you decide to move on from Fields despite signing him to a multi-year deal, hopefully you've been creative enough in how it's structured that you get out from underneath it without having to wiggle and wriggle too much, and you move on in the draft.
I was distracted by a phone call from Andrew Filippone.
What does Pony want?
I have no idea. I should put him on the air, right?
You should. We're not obligated to FCC regulations. You don't need to tell him that he's going on that he's coming on first. You could just answer it and talk to him, and we could hear whatever he has to say.
I mean, this might be like the first time he's ever called me, so would have been interesting. I should have answered it.
Malzi, why would Cabali do this with Mac? I don't understand it. Why is he doing it? What are they talking about, Morgan Wallen? Malzi, explain it to me. Make it make sense. I'd also be willing to believe that Filippone is actually Brian Garrett on YouTube, who's posting here about trading T.J. Watt and George Pickens to the Jets for the 8th overall pick and drafting Shedeur Sanders. That sounds like a very Pony thing to say. Hi, Pony, if you're watching, by the way. That sounds like something you would say.
You might be watching now, you know.
Maybe
whoever Slot Shimmers is, I like him
because Slot Shimmers claimed that you're the only one asking the hard questions in Indy.
Yeah, well, sometimes
you know that's not true. You put
yourself in a situation where there's 10 to 12 people in a scrum that's considered local guys, and
right,
it's like after the 13th question about did Russell say hello to you. Did Justin call you back? I mean, it just gets tiresome. So you try to throw some stuff in there that's maybe he wasn't anticipating.
Like what? What'd you throw in there?
I said, well, Omar, you can tell us now, man. That Brandon Ayuk thing, man, did this guy set you back since you were so close to signing him? He looked at me like, That's a good question. And then he snapped back into it and did his stock answer.
What was the stock answer? I'm not going to admit that we were actually doing that.
I'm trying to improve the team, stuff like that. You know, another thing is I was just curious for a couple of things. What did the organization or even he felt when they were 10-3? Did they feel that they had something, man? And he said, yeah. So he said, I wasn't the only one. The fans, the media.
A lot of us felt that way. Yeah, they were talking about it on the morning show, on the talk shows on ESPN about, are the Steelers contenders now? And I think we all looked at it honestly and said, well, let's see how the next 4 weeks go. And then, well,
yeah, so I mean, well, from there. I like to, you know, scratch my own back. Not scratch my own. I was going to say
stretch your own back with a hacksaw.
No, stroke my own rear end.
Excuse me. Whoa. Family show. FCC. I just found out that my kid is subscribed to the show.
All right. Maybe he'll win.
So, no, he's not eligible to win the thing. By the way, real quick, I want to thank Southwest Greens as well. Speaking of getting the whole team on board, you want to get your whole team on board for the backyard looking good. We're starting to smell spring. It's off in the distance. You want to be able to actually use that backyard, not just have a mud pit. Maybe you want to have a nice little putting green area. That sounds like something Pompey Annie would do. Neither one of you and I, big enough golfers, but a lot of people are. Maybe you just want the yard to not have to be watered and mowed all the time and spend a ton of money on it. Go to southwestgreenspa.com. Tell Jake that we sent you Cabali and Mac. They are busy this time of year, getting beautiful new setups put in for everyone who's looking for one. Like I said, it could just be a play set for the kids. Doesn't matter. Could be you want a nice yard for the pets. The pets can actually go on this stuff, even though it's artificial grass. It looks beautiful. SouthwestGreensPA.com. Go check them out today. Tell them Cabali and Mac sent you. But we're not up to 500 subscribers yet. So the Sid autographed photo has not been given away yet. We've still got, what, like 50, 60 more people to add to the list?
Yeah, I mean,
people better jump on it.
I unsubscribed and subscribed again.
That's not how it works.
I could get a better odds.
No, you're supposed to tell other people to subscribe so that it gets to 500 sooner. So that if you're publicly subscribed to Cabali and Mac on YouTube, you have a chance to win the autographed Crosby photo plaque.
Yeah, somebody asked me today. Do I have to pay to subscribe? No, it's free. No,
it's YouTube. Come on, people.
No, the guy I was talking to as well, I won't say his name, Joe Rutter. You know, he's a little up in his 50s. So
Joe's a little older. Yeah, I get it. Brian Garrett, a.k.a. Pony's Burner, just subscribed. So that's good to know. These guys
in the comments here, Mac, are acting like I've never been to St. Elmo's or I haven't been to all the town places here. You have to understand, the Steelers seem to come to Indy every single year. Plus, right, you have the combine every year. I spent my plenty of times out into the Indy world, you know, Slippery Noodle.
Slippery Noodle
is the place to go, right?
Is that the place to go?
Went to Iria's today. That's Jerry Dulac's favorite.
Must be fancy if it's Dulac's place.
Let me tell you something. I'll say it real quiet. It's like the biggest Italian joint in the city. Has nothing on our boy Benny Businessman.
Oh, no.
Yoli, baby, Yoli.
If the place ain't got Yoli rollies, then I don't even want to talk about it.
It's not even close. I didn't feel like,
I get it. So you've been there. You know how this all works. Where do we go from here? Like, you're not going to stick around to watch guys work out in shorts. I know that much.
No.
But Omar will. Who do you think he's watching most closely? Do you think he's actually looking at these quarterbacks and thinking, hey, maybe there's one to jump on late in the draft and consider redshirting a year behind whoever the quarterback ends up being?
No, I don't think so at all. Be honest with you, I don't think they're really interested in quarterbacks. They know it's a draft that's not very deep than that. You know, I don't even know how much they really look at that. I don't know how much Omar dives into him specifically, the tape. I think he leaves a lot of that to Andy Weidel. I mean, he's definitely in all these meetings, and that's honestly, and I did ask him that today too about the meetings, and that's the big thing. I mean, the medicals are obviously huge, but the meetings to be able to determine if these guys like football or if they live football, and there's a huge difference. And if the guy lives football, he's probably going to be successful. If a guy's like, you know, 4 years in saying, Jason Worlds, I'm out because I don't like football, those are the type of guys you don't want. You got about 15 minutes to talk to these guys to determine whether or not they love football or they live football, you know. So that's bigger than anything else. I'll go back home and break down the tape and do the three-cone drills and all that. But as for players in general, I mean, you have to look at the wide receivers, as we've always been saying. That's not till later in the week. The offensive line, I believe, will talk and do some stuff tomorrow. But it's difficult to be able to figure out what they want right now because they put so much stock into the pro days as well.
Well, here's the problem, I mean, too.
How breaks, man. I mean, that determines everything. You can say the Steelers want this guy, this guy, and this guy right now, and it does not matter until you see how that draft board breaks.
Well, but you can talk about positions that they're interested in. And again, I come back to this all the time. Since Omar took over the draft, it has very much been about putting insurance policies in place at all the positions of need, right? He's been about that as much as he can be each offseason where he's run the draft. The problem here is it's not just about getting to March 10th and being able to put insurance policies in all over the place at positions of need so that when you get to the draft, you're not drafting for need necessarily at certain positions. It's also on top of all that, we've got to figure out who the hell the quarterback's going to be.
That's
and
like,
and that, yeah. And so that's the thing is like, this makes it the most difficult offseason to predict how the dominoes are going to fall since, I don't know, what, 2004? You know, because if they fall a certain way, and again, we're probably only talking about Justin Fields, and that's nothing against Fields. Again, I like him, like a lot of other people, but if you get Fields, okay, well, the dominoes break and fall one way, but if you don't, then I hesitate to say everything's out the window, but the fallback position is Russ, and then from there, it's just chaos.
I thought it was very – if you read the transcript or read any of it or paid attention, he mentioned that who their quarterback is or end up being signing and be their guy will determine the type of receiver they want. Man, that just jumps off the page at me, man, which, you know, tells you a lot of stuff that if you're going Justin – you want a certain type of receiver for him. I don't know if that's a Keenan Allen type of guy. If you're looking for a guy like Russell to come back, maybe you want some guys that can stretch the field. If you're going outside the organization, and I did make a little joke about this, about
Aaron Rodgers. You can't make jokes about Rodgers, man. People don't take them as jokes.
Devontae Adams. And even if you think the Matthew Stafford Cooper Kupp, which I think Matthew Stafford's way overpriced right now, and I don't think that would have a chance to happen. And although Omar did not shut that down, I mean, he didn't. He could have easily said, "Nah, we didn't talk to him either." That didn't happen as well.
I can't see a world where they're willing to pay Matt Stafford what Matt Stafford wants to be paid and commit the kind of money to him that he once committed over the next several years to a 36-year-old quarterback. Like, I can't see that happen.
And Brian Garrett here, I think that's his name, said about extending GP, George, and a lot of people I saw just writing, you know, the guys who weren't here, the bloggers and social media aggregators said, well, it looks like they're going to resign him. No, I didn't get that feeling whatsoever with what he said. He had a good meeting. Let's see how he plays this year, and then we'll go from there. I had no inkling, no
that's
thought
gonna be, that they were going to
extend him.
That's going to be a major mark against Omar's draft record the first few years of it. If we look back on Najee and Pickens, and they're both gone after their first deals, and who knows, maybe Najee's back. Like, I'm not gonna presume that's not the case. I know we've talked about the fact that somebody may come along and give him more money than the Steelers are comfortable giving him this offseason. But like, if we wake up on, say, March 15th, 2026, and both George Pickens and Najee Harris are gone, that will have been, and moreover, Pickett will be gone as well, right? So within the course of a couple of years, they will have gone from Pickett, Najee, Pickens as the lead dogs at each skill position group to none of them being around. Like, I like Omar, but that will not look good for his draft work in the first few years as the guy leading the draft.
Well, I think their talent is, I think they evaluated talent at that point. I think maybe they didn't evaluate other stuff.
Or over-evaluated. Like, in retrospect, is Pickens or Najee a first-round pick?
Well,
hell no.
No, Pickens was, what, 37th overall? I mean, he was... He had first-round talent.
Exactly. No, Pickens, where they got him, I actually don't have a problem with. But if you can't figure out how to keep him around for the second deal, then, okay, that's on – look, I get a large part of it is on George Pickens. Yeah, but, like, George Pickens wouldn't act out as much, maybe, if he got fed the football.
True. I mean, that happened last year. But I always remember what Mike Tomlin said, and this was probably just in passing. I mean, nothing publicly, but he referred to wide receivers in college football now are a dime a dozen.
So now,
either they think that they can go out and find one like that. I mean, when he was comparing them to cornerbacks, I think the exact conversation was something about Justin Hunter. You know, I want him as a wide receiver because, you know, you can find receivers anywhere. You don't find cornerbacks everywhere. So I think that might be, you know, draft a guy, use him up for 4 years, and go get yourself another one.
So now we've turned the corner from running backs are a dime a dozen to wide receivers are a dime a dozen. I mean, at a certain point, you have to be able to hit on these skill position guys and keep them around for more than one contract. Because if you don't, then you're constantly playing this game. And maybe it doesn't matter if you don't have the quarterback anyway. And we just circle all the way back around to the same damn conversation we've been having for the last month and a half.
Yeah, I'm distracted.
What do you, nobody spends more time looking at the comments or their phones than you.
Tony's trying to tell me he didn't call me. I'm like, no, the phone rang and your name came up. What are you talking about?
Why wouldn't he admit that he called you?
He goes, why the frick would I have called you this late at night? That's what I was saying. I have no idea what's going on.
So did you text him back and say, hey, why did you call me? Or is he actually watching right now?
No, he's doing the sports whatever thing down.
Oh, the nightly sports call, the Richie Walsh extravaganza.
Morons. Richie Walsh, man, got off the plane from Florida after a week of vacation this morning. Got on the car, drove to Indianapolis 6 hours, left at 4 a.m, talked to Omar for 15 minutes, got back in the car and drove home.
Wow. That's a whole hell of a lot of travel to get 20 minutes with Omar.
It might not have been that much, to be honest with you, but wow, what a workhorse. Richie Walsh. People don't realize that. Richie Walsh, the workhorse.
Richie Walsh, workhorse. No.
Yeah, well, anything's going
when
on.
When your hair looks that good, people don't assume that you're working hard.
Yeah, like a pony arguing with me. He didn't call me. You heard the phone. You got Richie Walsh being a workhorse. Looks like it's pushing midnight already. What the hell's going on?
It's a quarter to 11. Calm down. You stayed up till 3 a.m. to watch Raw last night. You'll be fine.
No. I took a nap and woke up at 3 a.m. to watch it.
It's ridiculous. When are you coming home? Tomorrow?
Hopefully tomorrow. I mean,
well, because people want to know. There are people asking. Hold on. I want to make sure I give credit to the right person. Goat. He just calls himself Goat. He wants to know if you're going to be on Pat's show this week in Indy.
They've been off for 2 weeks now. They return tomorrow, and they will be in the convention center. And something tells me...
So that's a yes. You'll be on tomorrow.
No, something tells me there's much more important people they want to talk to.
Oh, not true. No such thing as much more important people than you.
DMs all rolling through here. Anything I want to talk to this schlub? I'll stop in and say... Howdy do, but
you just wave as you walk by, as you walk out the door and jump in the car to hit I-70.
Yeah, that'll probably be the end of it. So Nah. We'll see tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'd love to get a nice little surprise sometime, you know, around 1 o'clock. I'm flipping through the channels. I see Kaboom show up on my McAfee feed there.
Last year I was on in the owner's meeting and I was out having lunch in Orlando with a friend of mine. Yeah, I have, I guess, a friend. And
you guess?
They texted me and said, can you be on in 10 minutes? I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like 15 minutes away. So flew there, jumped out of the car, ran down into the – that's how much notice I get. But who's complaining?
Me. You don't need much more than that. I mean, you're a man of the people. You'll make it happen. 444 subscribers right now. Once we get to 500, we will raffle off that Sidney Crosby autographed photo plaque thanks to First and Goal Collectibles at South Hills Village. I can't talk tonight because it's late.
There. I was there yesterday.
Did you go in? Who'd you talk to?
I thought about it like this morning. I'm an idiot.
What do you mean?
I had to go to Dick's to pick up the kids' cleats. So I was walking around trying to find a bathroom in my old age. And I should have just went in. I didn't even think about it. I'm an idiot.
Oh, so you were at the mall, but you didn't walk into First and Goal.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot.
So did you disrespect the bathroom at Dick's or at the mall?
At where?
At the mall or at Dick's.
I don't
understand. Just laughing because I'm saying Dick's over and over again.
I just had to go to the little thing that tells you where the bathroom was. Remind me of Mall Cop Paul Blart. I'm like, where is this place? Go down a big corridor and it's
big long hallway. So plunger wasn't needed at South Hills Village yesterday.
What?
You heard me. The plunger wasn't needed at South Hills Village.
A leak, for God's sakes.
I mean, hey, if you're using a public bathroom, usually it's because you got to go, right? So. Are you against dropping deuce in a public bathroom?
See, I'm like the Steelers, man. I don't play very well on the road.
Oh, see, I don't care.
I'll pull an upset, you know, with my back against the wall in December. But if it's
you unleash hell,
yeah. If it's in December, you know, and it's. Maybe you'll pull one off, but I like to play at home, man.
Yeah, I don't care. It could be a truck stop in the middle of Kansas where they give you one of those keys that's attached to like a boot or something that you go in and it looks like somebody's been murdered there. I don't care. If I got to go, I got to go. It doesn't matter where I am. That's just a simple fact. I'm not going to sit around and wait. I'm not going to go out to the woods. I'm going to find a proper toilet attached to proper sewage. And do what I got to do. WWE Elimination Chamber is this weekend. It's Saturday night. We just talked about how you stayed up all night or woke up in the middle of the night to watch Raw, right? Yep. And the big thing coming out of SmackDown and Raw is, first of all, Brian on YouTube is right. The women on Raw killed it last night. The women's intercontinental match was fantastic. And the women's tag match at the end of Raw was phenomenal. Yes. You know, yes. I like anything involving Liv Morgan.
You're Tiffy.
Tiffy and Liv. I gotta have SmackDown. I gotta have Raw. I mean, come on. So Elimination Chamber. How does this play out? Above and beyond the chamber matches themselves, here's the big question. What happens with Cody and The Rock? And I'll tell you my theory here. It's not a real specific theory, but there is a reason in my mind that they had The Rock come out in New Orleans and announce WrestleMania 42 in New Orleans next April while cutting that promo, talking to Cody about wanting him to be his champ and he wants his soul. It's going to loop back on and lead up to a Cody Rhodes final boss match at WrestleMania 42, not 41, in New Orleans a year from now. Rock's got to go shoot Jumanji 3 or something this year. He's going to be busy.
I thought you were going to say that Roman Reigns in Super Bowl, WrestleMania 42.
No, I think we get The Rock and Cody a year from now. And I think it's all going to loop. The story will loop all the way back around on that Monday Night Raw in New Orleans this week.
I think they're just going to play it off on the Elimination Chamber. I don't think you're going to get a definitive answer one way or the other of where he's leaning. I think that's a way all going to there. But it'll be
open-ended, so we can continue to wonder when Cody is going to turn and how he's going to turn.
It's probably going to be able to determine of who wins the chamber to see who that might be. I mean, I don't think Punk's going to win it now. Boy, they're setting up Seth Rollins and Punk, right, in my eye. Oh, not Seth Rollins and Punk. They're setting up Seth Rollins and Cody. They're setting up Punk and Logan Paul, in my opinion.
Yeah, I could see that because they keep trying to push Logan Paul. And look, he does all the classic heel stuff just right. I'll give him credit for that. He does a great job of walking out and insulting the entire city. Does an awesome job of that. If he gets in a real, like, promo battle, though, with Punk, he's going to have to sharpen the chops a bit and try to keep up, because Punk will absolutely bury him on the mic.
With Rollins as well, with Cody as well.
True.
I mean, all those guys will run circles around him in that regard. So, I mean, I think there's a reason why every single week there's another guy coming after Cody telling him he wants his title. I think he's going to get fed up with it, and he's going to, you know, get tired of all this crap. And there's about 10 of them now that are now like.
There's another storyline to keep an eye on in the chamber, too. And it's Cena coming back and the losing streak for Cena continuing. They're going to. I really have a hard time seeing him not ride off into the sunset at the end of the year with having some kind of title run, as brief as it may be.
It's going now, to be
brief. I don't know if that's the heavyweight, if that's the world heavyweight title, if he beats Gunther later in the year. Maybe that's how it works. But I was cooking this up in my head the other night. Like, there is a world where maybe, I don't know, maybe Cena gets a shot at Cody somehow, right? And think about what are the fans going to do? I mean, two absolute total baby faces. Who do you root for there? And maybe we start to see some cracks and some dents in Cody's armor, his baby face armor, at that point, because he gets fed up. Then Cena gets to just walk back in and have a title shot. He's been gone for years making movies. You know, almost like Cody flipping the script from the Cena Rock WrestleMania match years ago.
I tell you one thing, Cody's going to be a fantastic heel. You know, he's there in his little vest and his little watch while his old man's coming out in polka dots and the son of a plumber. You know, he's not your average man anymore, your working man anymore. He's high class, and maybe he wants to rub elbows with The Rock a little bit right now, so he could become a fabulous heel. That's what makes it fun. People were criticizing The Rock's performance on Friday, and was it Chris? No, but I think it accomplished what you need. First of all, it's Rock on the show. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two is, man, you got 8 weeks until WrestleMania.
He also gave little hints.
Trust me, even the post-game presser had little hints in there that you might think that he was, you know, it was a shoot, but I don't think it was.
People also don't give him enough credit, I don't think, sometimes, for treading the line of kayfabe and the real world as well as he does. That dude does a great job of selling the story, despite the fact that you know he's selling you a story. There's not a lot of guys that you can walk out there and you know this is all just a story, but you buy into it the way you buy into the final boss character walking out there and telling Cody he wants his soul.
Yeah, you know who else is very good at that is Kevin Owens. The guy.
Oh my God, he has been doing impeccable work the last few weeks.
I look at him and it's like, dude, there's something wrong with this guy. Then you're like, wait a second, it's probably a work, but there's something wrong with this guy.
Mentally. Yeah, no, that match could low key be the best one of the night on Saturday. Those two are going to drag each other all over the arena, and it should be incredible. I just wonder, like, at some point, Owens has to get some downtime. He's been running hot for, what, 2.5 years now? You don't see him disappear off TV for more than a few weeks at a time. He gets the hell beat out of him when he's out there. He's going to have to, at some point, go away for a little bit. I don't want him to go away, but go away for a little bit and just rest and recover and recuperate. Because
I wouldn't be shocked to see Randy show up in that match somehow. He's due. He has to be back for WrestleMania because you got to have seen a Randy at some point over this next 6 months, 8 months. So I wouldn't be shocked. Did I ever tell you the story of the time I saw Kevin Owens, Animal World? Disney? What was it called? Animal, whatever?
I don't know.
In Disney.
Okay, so you saw him at Disney, and?
I'm like, oh, this was 8 years ago.
Okay.
No, that's Kevin Owens. That's Kevin Owens. I was like following around, wanted to say, hey, hi, Kevin Owens. But then I was going to go up to him, and he went into the bathroom. I'm like, oh, can't do that.
Not doing that. Were people bothering him, or were they leaving him alone?
Oh, it was 8 years ago. Nobody knew who he was.
That's insane. 8 years ago was like the peak of him getting stunned by Stone Cold at WrestleMania.
The thing is, this was like a Friday, Thursday or Friday, and he had a PLE pay-per-view on Saturday in New York, and he was wrestling that day. He must have just had the weekend off.
Wow. So
we're losing people now. They want to hear Steelers. They don't want to hear wrestling.
Well, no, this is why we go all over the place with the stuff, Kaboom. Thanks as well to our friends while we're thanking people who are supporting the show. Thanks to Tony and everybody at Impact HVAC. I know we're getting into spring now. It's that time of year where maybe you're not running the furnace as often, but you're going to be running the AC soon. You want to get it tuned up, get it checked out. Go to Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. Get the contact info for the boys at Impact HVAC. They'll come out, give that AC a look, make sure it's revved up and ready to go for when the temps warm up in the next couple of months. We thank them for being a part of the show as well here on Kabali and Mac. I don't know. Do they go out and find a veteran receiver to help?
You look at Tyler Mitchell's.
They need depth in the receiving room. Like, that part can't be disputed.
My answer to you, Tyler. You know, Jesus Christ himself can come down off of Mount Sinai. I don't know if that's a legit term I should be using. I don't even know if that's correct. And he would not, Georgia would not listen to him. So, nobody. Don't worry about it. Get up a guy who can play. Mount Sinai was Moses, right? Am I just messing this up?
I think so. I don't know. I never got confirmed. So, I'm kind of like...
I watch Ten Commandments every year.
No, you don't. You watch that every
absolutely.
Year?
Absolutely, I watch Ten Commandments.
It's like 6 hours long, bro.
Sure. There's some great one-liners in that.
Are you watching Ten Commandments, or are you watching Mel Brooks' The History of the World?
Ten Commandments.
I present to you these 15 Ten Commandments.
No, I don't believe in those movies of like Spaceballs. I don't believe in that type of.
You don't wait. We've got to have a talk here. You don't like Spaceballs?
No, that's sacrilege right there, man.
What do you mean it's sacrilege?
You can't rip on Star Wars like that.
It's not ripping on Star Wars. It's a spoof, Mark.
I don't believe it's honoring it by using it as the basis for satire. You probably like Mary Makes a Porno, too, because weren't they like Star Wars or something? Did they have Star Wars? Was that the same thing to me, right?
Just because Star Wars is mentioned in a movie doesn't mean that they're making fun of it.
Now, I just saw a video of Kevin, whatever his name is, Kevin Smith in Monroeville. Showing all the places where they filmed that, in Pitcairn.
All over the place. He's done a couple movies around here. Most of Dogma was around here. He used that old parking garage behind the Daily News.
Yeah. You're probably dead. Never mind.
There's lots of dead stuff.
There's like dead animals in there.
Yeah. Yeah. No people, I'm sure. Yeah. No, that scene where Affleck and Damon get in the fight in the parking garage in Dogma? You haven't seen Dogma either? Jesus, do you watch movies?
I watched 10 movies, but I repeatedly watched the same 10 movies. That's the problem. You know, the Shawshanks, the Bravehearts, the Karate Kids.
And those are all great. Games. Like, I'm not disputing that.
But the Titans, you know, stuff like that. Moneyball's just jumped into that, too. Every time it's
on. Here's where I score more Yinzer points than you. I'm going to be honest. There's not many ways I score more Yinzer points than you, but I will watch something just because I know it's been filmed around here. I am more likely to watch it. Like, I don't care that I have no interest in that new show with the guy from ER. What's it called? The Pit. It's all about an ER in Pittsburgh. They filmed it at AGH. Like, I don't really have any interest in that show. But I'll watch that damn thing just because I know they filmed it at AGH.
We're going to have an issue here.
What, your computer need to charge?
I'm at like 1%.
I can't wait to watch this thing die and you get so mad. Yeah.
I got to find a plug somewhere. That's the issue.
There's plugs everywhere. You're in a hotel room, right?
I understand that, but I would have to move locations. Keep talking.
I'm talking. This is more entertaining watching you do this.
You're not going to watch me. I'm going to find it.
Are you not like at a desk where they have plugs? What kind of hotel are you staying at?
Not a good one.
Not a good one?
Wait, I could be over here. Hold on.
Is this a stay bridge? What is this?
Fairfield. Come
on. Oh, there's nothing wrong with Fairfields.
Apparently, there's no plugs, though. Oh, shoot. Oh, there goes half the thing.
Mark, there's got to be a plug somewhere. You're literally in a hotel room.
I understand that, but you have to understand two things here.
Unplug a lamp, for God's sake. Like,
you have to understand, I got to actually be able to access it too. Not the most.
Are you staying in Tone Digg's basement? Be honest.
Where the heck is this plug at? It's out of control.
I can't find a plug anywhere. This is priceless.
It's plugged behind here. Okay.
Call down to the front desk. Ask him where the plugs are.
All right, keep talking. Go ahead.
This is too entertaining now. I have nothing left to talk about. All I want to talk about is you finding the plug.
Oh, shit. I dropped it.
What did you... The plug? You dropped the cord? Uh-oh. I heard that beep. I think that means you're about to die.
No, it means I just plugged it in.
Oh, you're all good?
Whoa, the chair almost fell over now. All right, where were we?
You cannot be taken anywhere. Good God.
Well, if you didn't have to wait till 10:20, I was putzing around on a computer and in the bed.
You watching porn. You was watching some movies.
You can't watch it in India.
Were you watching Spice Channel through the squiggly lines?
You were Spice Channel.
It's through the squiggly lines. Channel 99 on the cheater box, my man.
Well, the problem with the lamp is it just has an on-off switch. There was no plug on it.
No plug on the lamp. Jeez. All right. Well, I'm glad you found some power. Good. Hey, real quick, before we wrap this up.
Just 15 minutes trying to plug it in. We could have just ended it then.
No.
Ready to go.
You were all excited about the women's elimination chamber. You had theories. We talked about it last week.
Austin Theory.
Yeah. Can I, real quick, as an aside, criminally underused right now, Austin Theory. Oh. Like, criminally underused.
It got yeeted yesterday almost.
Whatever. By the way, you didn't see it tonight, did you?
I didn't see nothing.
You didn't see it? Do you see who showed up on NXT?
Normally it's Bayley.
No, sir.
Oma Femi.
No, sir. This is big.
I have no idea.
The Hardys.
I got heartburn.
The Hardys showed up on NXT tonight.
What does that mean?
I mean, it means maybe we'll get a little bit more of them on the main roster here and there. Hopefully. I don't know.
On and off.
That would be fantastic. Get them more involved. Let's make that happen. That and the Joe Hendry thing above and beyond him getting tossed by Reigns at the Rumble. Let's make that happen. Women's Elimination Chamber. Do we get a Jade Cargill run in? Do we find out on Saturday night who attacked her? And is it Bianca Belair?
I think answer we're going to find out now. Because it made, I mean, not sense, but how many times do you ever see a title change days before a PLE where one of the first people were involved in it, you know, with Liv Morgan? That's just not coincidence to me. That tells me something that's going to happen here now.
Yeah.
You get back at Liv and maybe they knock her out and they have to replace her or something. Now, I mean, I think that's more than just, oh, let's give it to Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. So I don't think that's going to – I think the six people advertised won't be the six people in the Elimination Chamber.
Oh, you think we get something Friday night to change?
I think we'll get – you know, maybe not Friday night. It might happen before – they don't like to do many spots or backstage stuff during PLEs. They normally don't do much title change.
They keep
change.
It in the ring.
Yeah, so there's not many – upsets. I mean, do you want any upsets right now, be honest with you, with WrestleMania being here? So I couldn't figure out why they dropped the titles.
I'll tell you what I want.
Going on.
It's not one of the primary titles, but can we please get the U.S. title back on L.A. Knight and stop with this Shinsuke Nakamura nonsense?
You know, I'm a big Shinsuke fan.
I'm not a big Shinsuke fan. I'm sorry.
See, the problem I've always had, he would always have is his language barrier. And we talked about
that serious man. Thing.
I mean, it's only him. It's Io Sky. It's Penta. I mean, I think you can only go so far if you can't communicate like the best of the best have always done.
At least Penta has something catchy, right? Like he does Cero. What is it? Cero. Well, how do you say Cero. Fear in Spanish?
How many times are you going to see Pete Dunne and Ludwig?
Miedo. Cero miedo, right? And at the very least, everybody can say cero miedo, and you don't have to really know Spanish, and he doesn't have to speak a ton of English. It's catchy. He puts on a phenomenal match like he did Monday night. And I think like he can be a secondary title holder in WWE. Shinsuke like does all these backstage bits, and they're all pre-produced. And they got to have subtitles. And it's like, nah, it's not doing it for me.
I don't know. LA Knight.
Yeah.
Give it to R-Truth or something.
You give R-Truth the U.S. title?
Dude, every time he's on, you laugh, right?
He doesn't need a title, though. He comes out, he serves a little comic relief and, you know, ties some storylines together when you need them tied together. That's consummate professional, R-Truth. He doesn't. They don't need to put a belt on him. Anyways,
I know his son used to play for Penn State Greater Allegheny last year.
What?
His son played for Penn State McKeesport, former McKeesport.
Yeah.
He was up at Wonderly Gymnasium last year watching his kid play.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm sure there's a picture online somewhere.
Well, these are the things I don't see every single thing you post on social media.
Oh, I didn't post it.
Oh, somebody else did?
This was a year ago now.
Okay. One last thing, and then I'll let you go.
We got 1,000 points for Penn State, too.
Woo-hoo. Really?
Christopher what? Killings.
Oh, wow.
You got 1,000 points last year.
How did
year?
He end up at Penn State McKeesport?
Greater Allegheny.
Sorry, Greater Allegheny. Greater Allegheny.
Chris Killings. There's a picture. You got 1,000 points. You know what? I don't even know how to do
this. I'm looking at it right now.
You seen it?
Yeah. Huh. That's wild. How the hell did he end up at Penn State McKeesport? And it's always going to be Penn State McKeesport, by the way. You can call it Greater Allegheny all you want. It's Penn State McKeesport.
Oops.
That's wild. I had no idea. Learn something new every day. One more thing, and then I'm going to let you go to sleep, okay? And we can do this. We can do this again on Thursday, and it'll be the last edition of After Dark for a while because neither one of us likes staying up this late. But it's
You give away the prize.
I'd like to give away the prize. Hold on. Let me check the subscriber count again. What did I say it was last time? Like 464 or something? No, 444. Okay. Let me see if it updates.
We need people to push it, man. We can't give 500.
Look, you've got to tell your friends. It's very simple. Tell your friends to subscribe as well to help get to 500. And then, bang, as soon as we get to 500, we'll raffle off the cross.
Who knows what comes after that?
I know. That's the surprise. What do we do then?
The
bigger the number, the bigger the prize. That's what I'm thinking. All what our people at First and Goal Collectibles want to do. If the Penguins, I'm just saying this right now. I know, look, the Penguins got their asses handed to them by the Flyers tonight. They are totally in the dump.
They're heading in the right direction, though.
They're heading towards the top of the lottery, which I don't mind. If they bring back this goddamn Robo Penguin logo, remember the one they had in the late 90s, early 2000s?
You talking about the Snoop Dogg one that says Pittsburgh?
No. The Snoop Dogg jersey, I am a huge fan of the Gin and Juice jersey. I lobbied Tom McMillan way back in like 2007 to bring back the Gin and Juice jerseys, and they finally did it like 20 years later.
So you're taking credit for that?
Totally taking credit for it. I don't care what anybody says. I told McMillan that 15 years ago, and they finally did it. If they bring back that damned Robo Penguin with like the striped gradient across the chest, the ones that like
Eric Tangrady days.
No, it was pre-Tangrady. It was like Yuri Slager days, Robert Lang days, Alexei Kovalev days.
They weren't that bad then. The team.
It is think about all the things that happened to the time frame. Lemieux ends up now he ends up coming back, but he ends up retiring. Comes back in 2000. Yager ends up getting traded for peanuts. All kinds of terrible things happened in those jerseys. They lost the 96 Eastern Conference Finals to the Florida Panthers in those jerseys. Those jerseys are awful. They're atrocious. They're abysmal. I hate them. I hate that anybody even bears the slightest bit of nostalgia for them.
I thought they were like turkey or chicken or something.
They call it the Robo Pen or the Robo Penguin. And again, the ones with the striped gradient on the black jersey, everybody claims to love. I hate them. If they bring them back, I'm going to be very angry. And I will do absolutely nothing to affect change but bitch about it here.
Was this was after they won their first initial two cups, they switched.
Oh, yeah. So they switched. Well, no. See, on the white, I don't like the Robo Penguin logo in and of itself. But then when you throw it on that black jersey with the gradient sort of grayish, bluish, yellow stripes behind it, that's where I get totally turned off. And I'm like, get this the hell out of here. No, I can think of maybe three good things that happened.
It's too late for talking about what turns you on.
All right. Are you done for tonight?
I can go all night. I'm an all-nighter.
And that wasn't the most disturbing thing that anybody has said to me today. All right.
Honestly, I'm all fired up. I'm just going to sit here and like watch some moonshiners or something on my laptop.
Real quick. You're the king of the inadvertent, or maybe you do it on purpose, sneaky tweets. The one with the cookie. What did you go down to the lobby of the hotel and get a cookie? What happened?
No, T. Higgins. Made the tweet with just a red ball or blue ball cap, and everybody's going crazy. I was wondering what the people would think if I just put a cookie up there. People don't realize that's the only color hat you can put up is a blue one. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. Oh my!
Somebody probably put out a rumor about him, and that's Cap. So if you follow along with the kids,
What's Cap mean?
Cap means it's a lie. So somebody probably put out a rumor and he's telling you that's a lie. It's Cap.
Oh, so I read somebody's comment saying he must be going to the Giants. I'm like, what?
All right.
I don't know this stuff, man.
Go get some beauty sleep and get ready for tomorrow. We're going to look for you to surprise us and maybe show up on McAfee. If you don't, we'll all be disappointed. but we'll do this again on Thursday. And maybe we'll have a little bit more information. We probably won't, but we can lie and tell people that we might. A little bit more information about what the hell this team is going to do come March 10th.
March 10th? It's coming around the corner, man. You're going to have to make the decision. I mean, what they're doing, I mean, just before we sign off here, I mean, they would know what's going on right now. Obviously, it's Justin Fields waiting for his decision. I mean, right. Justin, let's put it this way. If they put an offer to Russell and offer to Justin on the table at the same time, what do you think Russell would have taken it by now? Or at least what
that's
I'm saying.
Really,
is,
that's a really good no, that's a really good point. That means to me they haven't offered Russ anything yet.
They'll be like, hey, we'll get back to you. We're interested in bringing you back. Of course, they're going to have to say this. But it's what I mean, translate is like, let's see what else happens before we come back to you.
But they have to give Fields a deadline then of effectively March 9th.
I mean, Omar pretty much said that, you know, we need to know before the new league year, which is March 12th at 4 o'clock, I believe.
Well, they need to know before that because the tampering period opens on Monday, March 10th. And we all know that's when deals really get done. So
only on that day. Nobody from the Jets or Giants have reached out to his agent whatsoever right now. That would be illegal.
Well, they got to get it done is the point. So that they know what the hell to do.
Well, he could technically still under contract for another 2 weeks.
3 weeks? Yeah. Okay.
To the 10th. To the new league year is when he becomes official free agent.
Yeah, I get it.
Official, right now, but why would he?
If I'm Justin Fields, I hit the market.
That's why I am, you know, almost certain that Justin Fields is the guy that they want. It's just what's Justin going to do. Justin
but
can
they
really
can't wait him, to get to free agency to find out what Justin's going to do.
If you wanted to, just mess with him. Well, hold on. We'll tell you tomorrow. We'll tell you tomorrow. Sorry, we can't. You know, sort of like Mike Wallace. Hey, I don't know if I want this deal. I need more money. Now we'll sign AB. And that worked out for him, but it's like,
yeah,
Justin does that same thing. Then it's like, we'll sign Russell. No, I'm waiting to come back. Justin's, nope, sorry.
And then it's Aaron Rodgers' time, and
I turn off the Pony and Mahler all the time, all week. How terrible of an organization they are!
Go find out what Pony wanted, and we'll talk again on
Pony, even though his name came up.
We'll talk again on Thursday, okay? Tell the people goodbye.
The boss, right? Final boss.
Final boss.
Okay. I have to come up with something better because when. I